Hare Krishna. So I am very blessed in the presence of His Grace Rajasam Prabhu, also Krishnanand Prabhu and all of you. It's very nice feeling to be here. It's a blessed feeling among all of you. And I'm asked to speak something about the Holy Name. It is really very difficult to speak about the Holy Name because this is the ultimate perfection of spiritual life. The soul is sleeping from time immemorial, being conditioned by three modes of material nature. Just like when you sleep, you wake up by hearing a sound, by the alarm, something like that. Similarly, the transcendental ear of the soul, when it hears the Holy Name, wakes up. But that process is very difficult. It doesn't happen in a moment or in a day or even many lifetimes. When I was taken by one minister to look locate a place in Jharkhand where we can do a project. So while I was wandering in the forest of Jharkhand, I found many people there. They spontaneously chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And people told me that whenever there is no rain, they come out to the street with various instruments and together chant Hare Krishna. So this chanting of Hare Krishna, if you go all across India, from once I was in Anantapadmanabha temple in around 6 o'clock in the evening. So there is a mandapa and the local ladies, they came and they started chanting Hare Krishna. So chanting of Hare Krishna you will find everywhere, all over the all across Indian cultural traditions. The Brahmins, when I was a small child, they used to tell our family that this Hare Krishna is Brahma Taraka Mantra. It liberates the soul. So this is already known thing, that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a very potent mantra. But the potency comes to this mantra when we get connected to the Guru Parampara. With the blessings of the Parampara, that makes this holy name to manifest in our tongue. We cannot really chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra by our mechanical endeavor. This mantra must vibrate by the power of devotion, by the mercy of bhakti, by the surrendered ability that we have to the parampara. That only makes this holy name to dance in our tongue. We cannot chant this mantra mechanically. It's not a mechanical thing. This Mahamantra is pure divine entity. It is Nama Prabhu. By His own mercy, He agrees to dance in my tongue. But when He agrees to dance in my tongue, that is the perfection of life. So, until that to happen, we have to be engaged in the process of watering our devotional service. Devotional service is watered through a process. And the ultimate process is again to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be sure that one day the Holy Name will dance in our tongue. Just like Rupa Goswami says that when he himself is saying that when I chant this two syllable of Krishna in my tongue, it appears that I have Tunde Tundavali. This is there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this verse says that when Rupa Goswami starts chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he feels that he has thousands of mouth, and the sum total of the vibration when that comes out, it appears that he has thousands of ears and they enter into the innermost heart, because you see the soul is covered by 7 layers of space. Each layer of space is like light years in thickness than the previous layer. That is how the darkest ignorance the soul is sleeping. To awaken that sleeping soul is not an easy thing. But when we accept the holy name with our full spiritual understanding, full surrender to the Guru Parampara, then this holy name does miracle. And this miracle is so much, doesn't matter who you are. Okay? I am the sinnest of all, or I am the greatest of Vedic expert, doesn't matter. Anybody, his hands will be waving in the air, legs will be waving in the air, he would not feel that he has a weight. He has crossed all the physical laws, the laws of gravity will not act upon him. Just like what was happening when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time in front of Jagannath Ghat, the devotee is seemingly appearing to be floating in the air. So this is the nature of the holy name. And now we can go on speaking about the holy name. Our Haridas Thakur Namacharya, he 24 hours he chanted Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. At the end of the time, when he was told that please reduce your chanting, you are very old, he said that, no, I have only one sickness, and that sickness is I have no taste for chanting. So this tells us or teaches us that how we must approach the chanting of Maha Mantra. We cannot chant this Maha Mantra. To develop the taste of chanting is the ultimate perfection of life. To develop the taste of chanting means chanting the holy name is actually himself by his causeless mercies dancing on my tongue. And to that happen, it is lifetimes of preparation. And even if we have to spend millions of lifetimes for this, we should patiently wait. And if that is our mode, I am 100% sure holy name will surely bless us and personally will dance in our tongue. Hare Krishna.
Hare Naam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desertories or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Pancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki Vaishnava Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki.